Good morning and welcome once again to InFocus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning, Scott Harrison and Tammy Branch with an update from Mothers Against Drunk Driving, also known as MAD, East Texas. Good morning, Scott and Tammy. Great to have you with us.
Thank you, John. We're happy to be here.
Don't forget, InFocus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. InFocus is uploaded to our website early in the morning. Actually uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Scott, you're the program director. Tammy, the victim services specialist for MAD East Texas, based in Tyler in the Regions Bank building downtown. Been there for about 15 months, but you serve 25 counties. So as the old saying goes, if you're within the sound of my voice, you are probably served by the MAD office in Tyler. Let's go ahead, and I know we've done any number of shows with MAD, and Scott, we've had you on the air before working with other agencies, and Tammy, I believe as well, you've been with MAD for a pretty good while, but there's always something new and a lot of information that we just kind of have to keep getting out there year after year after year. So let's start with the basics. How did MAD get started, and what's the mission, purpose? What are you really trying to do?
John, MAD started back in 1980. A lady by the name of Candy Leitner lost her daughter to a drunk driver and decided to stand up and do something about it, and has done some incredible things through Mothers Against Drunk Driving nationwide.
Okay, and the general purpose of it, I mean, obviously it's Mothers Against Drunk Driving, but it's not just mothers, it's anybody who's concerned about this issue. If you can kind of thumbnail for us, Tammy, some of the basic, your basic purpose for existing and continuing an operation.
Well, basically what our goal is right now is no more victims. MAD wants to ensure that at some given point, we will have no more victims. We do many things that we can with victims, volunteers, and with the community to try to keep our name out there and to try to make people know that we're here.
Mm-hmm. John, we view drunk driving as a 100% preventable crime. When these crashes occur, it's because someone made a choice to get behind the wheel and drive while intoxicated, and that's a choice that they make, and we believe that's 100% preventable, and that's why we believe we can reach the goal of no more victims.
Mm-hmm. And you've had a lot of success with that over the years. We'll talk about that later in the show, but still a lot of work to be done. You've been in East Texas a good while, office based in Tyler. Again, 25 counties, and your service area stretches from basically around Canton up to Texarkana, Paris, down to the Jacksonville, Rusk Alto, Wells area, and Cherokee County. And just continuing to, again, try and meet that goal of no more victims, as you say. Now, as far as the services that MAD East Texas provides to someone who is injured by a drunk driver, or in all too many cases killed, or someone who has a family member killed by a drunk driver, Tammy, I believe that's pretty much your department. You're the victim services specialist and also handle the volunteer piece here in East Texas, which we'll get to later in the show. But let's just kind of run down the basic services you offer and a little bit about each of those.
Okay. Well, we provide emotional support to victims of violent crime. They can call our office or come in. Typically, we don't even find out about a crash unless we see it on the news or in print. A lot of times, that is the first way we find out. Then sometimes people might call us and say, hey, we've been involved in a crash and this is what happened. So we provide that emotional support. We are able to offer referrals to professional counselors, to civil attorneys, and other clergy skilled at working with crash victims. We're able to inform the victim about drunk driving laws and their victim rights, which they do have rights, and not only the state of Texas, but federal rights. We assist them in preparing their victim impact statement. We can represent them with statements to the media. We hold victim support groups where we can and when we can. We assist them in applying for financial assistance through the Crime Victims Compensation Fund, which is a state fund geared to victims of violent crime.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to monitor the court case and be the go-between between the victim and the district attorney's office. We will also go to court with the victims when we can. We inform them about the legal procedures going on when we are notified of any changes. We can assist them with the development of probation conditions if the offender doesn't go to prison, because sometimes we know all too well that the offender does not go to prison.
Mm-hmm.
And we will also help and assist in preparing and sending letters to the parole board when an offender is up for parole while they're in prison.
You obviously stay pretty busy. We're going to get some details on all of that in just a moment here. But just taking a quick moment to let you know that we are talking to Scott Harrison and Tammy Branch with Mothers Against Drunk Driving East Texas. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus, the office in Tyler. It covers those 25 counties located in the Regions Bank building in downtown Tyler, Suite 716. And you're certainly more than welcome to drop by and visit. Do you have just pretty regular office hours?
Yes. Yeah, okay. 8:30 to 4:30.
8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. The phone number is 903-534-6000. That's 903-534-6000. And if you want to check them out on the web, you can go to mad.org. It's easy to navigate to the East Texas affiliate from there. You can also go to www.mad.org/east-texas if you want to get there directly. Tammy, you were talking a moment ago about the various services that you offer, and let's kind of take them one at a time. Emotional support, what does that mean? What are some of the things you do and some of the ways you offer emotional support to the people that are victims or basically who are victims of drunk driving?
Well, basically, when someone calls our office or when they come in and they're having an especially hard time, we can sit down and talk them through their immediate crisis. We are able to offer them books. You know, sometimes people have a hard time talking to other people.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times we can give them books, which we give away free in our office as well to victims.
Okay. And books that just inform them about the dangers of drunk?
No, these are grief support books.
Okay.
That help walk them through
okay.
the steps that they're going through.
Mm-hmm. Very important to clarify that. Thank you very mm-hmm. much. You also offer referrals. What kind of referrals are we talking about here?
We can refer to counselors. We can also refer to civil attorneys. We can refer to clergy.
Mm-hmm.
We've referred people as far as rehab. When I was working in the Dallas office, I had a woman call that needed help with rehabilitation, and I was able to find a rehabilitation location that would accept her insurance.
Okay. Now, you inform victims about certain things that they need to know as they work through this process. Mm-hmm. Can you hit some of the specifics with that?
Well, a lot of times they are not aware of when court dates are.
Mm-hmm.
So we will go in and we will check. If the court system is online, we can go in and check and see when the next court appearance is, what type of hearing it is, or if it's a trial, and let them know, hey, this is what's going on this date. Or other times what I'll do is, here is the website, and this is how you do this.
Uh-huh.
And let them learn how to do it as well.
All right. For those who maybe are not all that internet savvy, and there are still, I'm going to say, still a lot of us out there.
John, one of the problems that happens when someone is involved in a crash or has a family member involved in a crash is they are thrown into a court system they're very unfamiliar with.
Right, yeah.
And we know from the outset that it may take 2 or 3 years for this case to work itself through the court system.
Mm-hmm.
On TV, everything gets solved within 60 minutes, and in real life, it just doesn't happen that way.
No.
And one of the great services we're able to provide is just walk alongside that family as they go through the court system and say, no, this is okay, this is normal, this is how it's going to happen, this is what kind of time frame you're looking at. Out of our East Texas office alone, we helped more than 500 victims and survivors just last year in 2018 with over 5,000 acts of service in their life.
Okay.
This problem is pervasive.
Sure thing. And Tammy, we were talking a minute ago about just some of the specific things that you do. You do help prepare people for the victim impact panels. That's a big topic. We want to take that up under separate cover in a few minutes. But I just wanted to mention quickly that that is one of the things that you do. Now, victim support groups, how does that work under the auspices of MAD?
Well, we used to, when we were on the Winchester office, we were able to hold support groups.
Now, your former location on Winchester Drive up until last year.
We held support groups once a month and until there was really not a lot of people coming anymore.
Uh-huh.
And so once the people quit going to our support groups, we're hoping they went to another one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of them is Compassionate Friends or Parents of Murdered Children.
Uh-huh.
So people will go to their support groups as well now.
Okay, so those support groups are still out there. You still have them available, I guess.
Now they're more one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you can refer people to some of these other agencies as well.
Yes.
Okay. Now, walking people, as Scott was just mentioning a minute ago, walking people through this court system that can be very, very daunting. Heck, you know, just showing up for jury duty sometimes can be daunting for a lot of people. So we understand how that works. Now, you will monitor their court cases and act as a go-between as they walk through this process. Tell us a little bit about how that works.
Well, sometimes they don't feel comfortable talking to the district attorney's office, and that's where it's our job to send an email or make a phone call or even just call the victim's advocate for the district attorney and go through them and see what we can find out in order to help our victims.
All righty, and court accompaniment as well.
Yes. That is probably, I will go on record and say that victim services is our least known aspect of MAD, but by far the best part of what we do.
Okay. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. We're talking to Scott Harrison and Tammy Branch with MAD East Texas, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Again, the phone number is 903-534-6000, and the website will take you to the direct page, www.madmadd.org/east-texas. Location, Regions Bank, downtown Tyler, suite 716. Drop on by between, I think you said, Scott, 8:30 and 4:30. Any Monday through Friday, and you'll be glad to visit with anybody who comes in and has questions or concerns about any of the topics we're talking about today. Moving on to the MAD Victim Impact Panels. Tammy, this is one of the biggest things that you do, I understand, under the auspices of Victim Services. I'll just toss the ball to you and let you tell us what that's all about, and I believe you may have a story or two to share as well.
Victim Impact Panels are where offenders have been sentenced by court to attend, and what they do is they come in and they sit for 2 hours and they listen to the stories of victims. Whether it be one victim story or two, sometimes we're able to have three. And these victims just tell the story about what happened to them or their loved one and how their life is now. They get a certificate at the end of the course for completion. They have to take that back to their probation officer or the court or whoever. But going back to the victims, when the victims come in and they speak, this is a very cathartic, a very healing experience for them. And that's why most of our victims do it. You can start the very first time with 10 pages of paper, and by the 10th time, you're doing it all by memory. Mm-hmm. Everything is by memory. I like to use slideshows for mine. My own victim story is on a PowerPoint, and I introduce them to my son as far as his pictures go, and then we tell the story about what happened. So it's very, the goal is for me, my goal is to get them to know this person or understand this person and see that this person was real, they were here, and now they're either severely injured or they're gone.
Okay, and as far as stories you'd like to share, I know that you lost your son a number of years ago. Would you care to tell us just a little bit about that and maybe one or two of the other victim stories that have really touched you as you've been through this process?
My son was in the car with a friend. They had both been drinking. They turned down a road not far from home, and it was a 35-mile-an-hour roadway, and their speeds were estimated at 80 to 100 miles an hour. The driver lost control, hit a telephone pole, they went airborne, and crashed into a tree. Neither boy was wearing their seatbelts, and of course the driver had the steering wheel to stop him, but my son had nothing to stop him. We're very lucky that he stayed intact within the car. But he was killed upon impact, and the driver went on to serve 5.5 out of 7 years in prison. I just recently went to court with San Antonio victims here in Gregg County that had been hit, and the female in the case is so injured, so severely injured, that she will be in a scooter or wheelchair. She can't even sleep in a bed now. She has to sleep in a recliner. You know, she's in such pain all the time. And that's just one. We have, I don't know if you've seen the crosses at Grande and Old Jacksonville Boulevard.
I've seen crosses really just all around.
Yes. She, the woman whose son was killed there, she is one of our longtime volunteers.
I remember that accident,
yes. And she, you know, she still comes in and does our victim impact panels, and we get to go to lunch every once in a while and get to catch up. We don't see her as much as we'd like to, but That she is a beautiful case of a survivor. You know, sometimes we can take this tragic part of our life and we can fall down and never get up, or we can pick ourselves up and work towards our survivor.
And it's hard, but sometimes it's real. If you want to just move on with your life, it's really the only option, isn't
it?
Yeah. So this, and you used the word cathartic or healing, words cathartic and healing a few moments ago. This, I'm sure, is very cathartic and very healing for you and for the other victims of drunk driving. What impact do you see it having on the offenders? It must be working or you wouldn't still be doing it.
Yes, you have the occasional person that doesn't want to be there. But for the most part, at the end of the night, you have people that are getting up, shaking your hand, telling you how sorry they are for your loss, and thank you for telling them.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. Maybe we'll have a few more stories, or maybe one or two to share later in the show if there's time. But I think we did a pretty good job of getting that point across. And again, it's important to note that you, Tammy, are the Victim Services Specialist for the MAD office in East Texas. And everything you do pretty much comes under those auspices. Scott Harrison, our other guest today from Mothers Against Drunk Driving, is the Program Director. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. Events that MAD East Texas sponsors to prevent drunk driving. Now, I need to back up a little bit because there was a specific one that we wanted to hit first because it's first on the calendar. A couple of events we're going to be talking about, and they both happen this fall. The first one is Walk Like MAD, and that's a popular one across the country. Here in the East Texas area, I believe there's one, and it's coming up in Sulphur Springs on, Scott, did you say September 28th?
September 28th, John, we'll do Walk Like MAD. It's a time where victims and non-victims come together to help end drunk driving. Walk Like MAD is MAD's nationwide program. It's the only community-wide event dedicated to ending drunk driving. And as people come together in Sulphur Springs, this is our seventh year up there, they'll come together, there'll be all kinds of fun things taking place, and then a time of remembering as well the people who have been lost. The committee in Sulphur Springs that puts this walk together is made up almost exclusively of people who are victims of drunk driving or survivors of drunk driving, and so they come together with a real passion. As we gather, we'll actually do a 5K walk or run, depending on a person's preference that evening. But it'll be a fun time as we gather, but a very meaningful time as we draw attention to the dangers of drunk driving. 2 out of 3 people will be impacted by a drunk driver in their lifetime, John, which is just an astounding number. During the course of this radio program this morning, there'll be 15 people injured by drunk drivers just while we're sitting here talking.
That's a chilling statistic. Of course, that is nationwide, but still 15 too many. Now, as far as the event in Sulphur Springs, for some people listening today, that might be pretty close. For some others, maybe not so much. Sulphur Springs, about 65, 70 miles from Tyler, and a lot of people might think that it's worth the drive. Do you get people from a pretty good geographic range for this event?
We do. The official name for it is the Northeast Texas Walk, because people do come from surrounding areas, but Sulphur Springs is the hub and the main focus, but we'd welcome anyone to come up and join us on the 28th. Come up about 7 p.m. and there'll be all kinds of fun things to do, and again, some very meaningful presentations as we walk.
Where in Sulphur Springs is this going to be held?
Be held at Southern Oaks Church.
Okay.
So on the south side by the loop.
Shannon
Oaks Church, I'm sorry.
Shannon Oaks Church.
Yes.
Okay, I think Southern Oaks Church might be in Tyler.
It may be.
Shannon Oaks Church in Sulphur Springs, and we'll let folks Google map that if they want. Plenty of time to prepare for it, and you can register for that event online, I take
yes.
it.
Yeah. Yes, and if you'd like to walk and participate in it, you can do that online as well, and we welcome more participants in our walk.
And that is mad.org, or if you want to get specific, mad.org/east-texas. Again, the basic contact information, we'll repeat that right now, 903-534-6000 for the office in Tyler, which serves 25 East Texas counties or Northeast Texas counties. Location is Regions Bank, downtown Tyler, Suite 716. Drop by during office hours Monday through Friday, and they'll be glad to visit with you. And our guests this morning, our program director, Scott Harrison, and Victim Services Specialist, Tammy Branch, with the MAD East Texas office. As far as the other event coming up this fall, a little bit later in the in the autumn. This is going to be Tie One On for Safety, and that happens in Tyler every November. I used to get a chance to cover those sometimes. It's a big event, and I know it's just a really, really big push, and I know that you specifically schedule it around the holidays when the chances of people getting in drunk driving accidents just kind of seem to take a turn that's different from any other time of year.
Right. The event, Tie One On for Safety, will be on November the 20th at the Rose Garden Center. And there'll be hundreds of people who gather, and we do this each year, and we do, John, intentionally gather right before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And our request is that everyone put a red ribbon or a red magnet decal on their car during the holiday season from Thanksgiving through New Year's Day. That is such a time of that we all enjoy going out for parties, and that's a great thing. And we're not opposed to that at all. But if you've been drinking at some of those events, we just ask that you let a friend who's not been drinking drive you home, or take an Uber, or take a taxi.
Okay, and I know that in the past there have been people specifically who were honored at these events. Do you still do that?
Yes, we do. We honor various volunteers, folks from law enforcement agency. We honored Larry Smith last year for the difference that
Sheriff
he's made,
Larry,
the Sheriff
Smith
of Smith County.
Yeah. County.
In the area of enforcing the drunk driving laws.
Mm-hmm. So that's November 20th at the Rose Garden Center. Any specific information beyond what we've already given out, or is it a little bit, are you kind of still trying to put all the pieces together?
We're still putting it together. I wish I could tell you who our speaker was, but it's not been confirmed, but it'll be exciting if we're able to get that person in. But again, there will be hundreds of people there. It will be a fun time, an informative time, and a meaningful time as we ask people to draw attention to and remember to not drink and drive.
And it's open to the public?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. November 20th, you might want to pencil that in on your calendar right now, or whatever counts as penciling in if you use an iPad or a smartphone. But November 20th, Tie One On for Safety, great opportunity for awareness and just honoring people who have been of great assistance. Do you find that this event has been successful in raising awareness and dropping those bad numbers that we're trying to keep dropping?
Absolutely, it has, John. Nationwide, the impact is quite noticeable. Just as people meet and they discuss it and they talk about the dangers, it reminds them, and it reminds them to remind people around them to not drink and drive. It makes us all more responsible. Mm-hmm. Whether we're hosting a party or attending a party, we're aware of the need to leave that party safely.
Mm-hmm. Talking to Scott Harrison, Tammy Branch with Mad East Texas, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. Let's move on. What are MAD's Power of Youth programs?
Our Power of Youth program is a program geared towards underage drinking. Basically, it focuses on students who are under the age of 21 to take a pledge not to drink until the age of 21 and not get in the car with anyone who has been drinking. Deborah Marable, our program specialist, will go into the schools and teach this course, and it can be pared down to any age group, so it doesn't have to be just the high school kids. We can go into junior high, and she can also go talk to elementary kids.
Okay, and you get good results from that too.
Yes.
I take it. Yeah.
Yes. There's also a Power of Parents program.
Hmm.
It's a guide to help parents talk to their kids about alcohol use. Studies do show that if a parent does talk to their kid, that kid will listen.
Mm.
Parents just sometimes don't see the results of it.
Yeah, and a lot of parents have that mindset, you know, my kids won't listen to me. And in so many cases, we find out that they do if you just try and if you approach them in the right way.
Yes, yes. Kids do listen. Mm-hmm. They really do.
Mm-hmm.
And far fewer are actually drinking than we actually think.
Yeah, and you don't want to pass on that opportunity
right.
Just to talk to your kids. Scott, you mentioned a moment ago that last year, I guess your honoree, your main honoree, was Sheriff Larry Smith of Smith County. And that brings up the question, how closely does Mad East Texas work with local law enforcement? I would reckon pretty closely.
Yes, we do, John. We're very supportive of our law enforcement agencies. Host a couple of events each year in Gregg County. There's the Law Enforcement Recognition event, and we're honored to be a part of that with the Centurion Club in Gregg County. Had close to 600 people attending this past year. What we do as Mothers Against Drunk Driving, we attend those events, and we ask the chiefs from all the various police departments and agencies to tell us who within their department has done an outstanding job enforcing the DUI laws throughout the previous year, and then we're able to honor and give awards to the men and women who've done that.
Okay.
We do the same in Smith County. This past year, we had one department where the chief said, I've got one officer who's accounted for almost half of the DWIs that have been issued out of our department. So we're able to bring that officer up, thank them for their service, thank them for their diligence. One particular officer always volunteered to work the third shift. No one really wanted to work that. He wanted to work it because he knew he could keep a lot of drunk drivers off the road, and he's been successful in doing that, and we're deeply grateful for that.
Mm-hmm. And I can certainly understand why. Getting back to victim services, Tammy, I wanted to mention something here. You can get in touch directly with a MAD victim advocate in your area, and I think it's important to mention that. If you're in the 25-county area that the Tyler office serves, you want to start by calling 903-534-6000, a number we've given out several times during the show today. That's the main number for the Tyler office. But sometimes, and you told the story about a woman out of San Antonio who was in an accident in Gregg County, for folks like that, they can call the Victim Survivor Helpline if something happens outside their home area. And that number is 1-877-MAD-HELP or 877-623-3435. That's 877-623-3435 if you want to get in touch with a MAD victim advocate. And that's basically how you do that. Anything that you wanted to add to that, or did we pretty well get it covered?
That's pretty much it.
Okay. Donations, you take them online. That's the way to go these days. If you want to do it old school style, you can write a check. And for more information, I'm sure you can call 903-534-6000 or visit the website for further contact information. That's www.mad.org/east-texas. And I don't know how many paid staff you have in your office, but I can tell just from talking to you that you must use a lot of volunteers. What are some of the things volunteers are responsible, and how can someone volunteer to get involved with MAD?
Well, all they need to do is call our office, 903-534-6000, and I can put them to work in the East Texas area. Right now, what we've got is rebuilding of our databases.
Oh.
So the legal referrals we're talking about, or the referrals to counselors, we're rebuilding and updating all of those databases that we have in office so that we make sure we're giving the correct information. We also have someone that, you know, if they could come in and answer phones or, you know, just any way, if they wanted to be a volunteer victim advocate, we could send them to training where they could come in and help us out where there's only one of me for 25 counties. If I can't make it there, it sure would be nice for somebody to be able to make it there with them.
Yeah, 25 counties be a lot of territory for just one person to call. If you want to volunteer with MAD, call 903-534-6000, and Tammy will pretty much take it from there and, as the saying goes, get you all fixed up.
Yes.
Getting down close to the end of the show, and I want to hit this, Scott and Tammy. MAD East Texas is part of a national organization, as we touched on earlier in the show. It's close to 40 years that MAD's been around nationwide. Tell us more about the connection between MAD East Texas and MAD nationwide.
John, we're proud to be part of a nationwide effort to create a world where there are no more victims. Since MAD has begun, drunk driving deaths have been cut by 53%. That means there are 350,000 people who are alive today because of the work that MAD has done. And since its inception, we've served right at 1 million victims nationwide, and all of our services are provided without any cost to the victim. And we're proud to step up and do that as we work toward a world where there are no more victims.
I am certainly more than old enough to remember when there was no MAD. After all that's been done in the last 39 or 40 years, it's hard to imagine what the world would be like without it. And yet, it took Candy Leitner's vision in 1980 to get it all started. And you've been in East Texas, I don't know for how long, but I know we've done a lot of shows with MAD over the years, so you've been here for a pretty good while. And the challenges, I'm sure, and the hard work never stop. Just briefly on the downside, and we want to emphasize the good work that you do, but we're talking about 300,000 incidents a day nationwide, over 10,000 deaths a year, 290,000 injuries per year. So needless to say, the work continues, but MAD is continuing to do great things around the nation and specifically here in East Texas. About to wrap up the show, and we have been visiting with Scott Harrison, the program director, and Tammy Branch, the victim services specialist for Mothers Against Drunk Driving, MAD East Texas, 903-534-6000 and mad.org if you want to get more information from the website. Scott Harrison, Tammy Branch, MAD East Texas, great to have you with us this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, John. Thank you. It's been a joy.
You bet. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us, and as always, we will see you again next week on In Focus.